Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We know more about what we're going to see from Paris tomorrow night, don't we?
Yes, we do. We started off with some rumors yesterday, but now it has been confirmed that Lady Gaga will definitely be performing as part of the opening ceremonies at the Olympics tomorrow night. That following some other A-list spottings like Salma Hayek, who carried the Olympic torch yesterday for a bit of a distance. On Instagram, she wrote, "I had the honor of carrying the Olympic flame, a symbol of light, hope, peace, and unity. If you believe in these values, know that you are with me every step of the way," which is really nice. She is tied to France through her husband, François-Henri Pénu. And I've been practicing how to say that.
Nicely done.
All morning with just the correct amount of spit coming out while I was talking. one of the final torch bearers, interestingly, from the Eiffel, starting at the Eiffel Tower, I don't think he's going all the way into the stadium, is Snoop Dogg. An interesting choice. He was part of the Olympic coverage during their last broadcast, and I guess did a pretty great job. I didn't actually see it, but he will be carrying the torch. He posted something on Instagram saying, yo Paris, y'all ready for me? Something like that.
Perfect.
In the true Olympic spirit. But yeah, Snoop Dogg's going to be part of among the final legs of bringing the torch in.
And is it Celine Dion and Lady Gaga now among the performers?
Well, Celine Dion is still not completely confirmed. Gaga is definitely confirmed, but Celine Dion is... it's too coincidental that she is in Paris right now. That's going to be a big deal if she winds up being one of the performers, given her illness that she's got, stiff person syndrome. But the singers Ariana Grande are still very much rumored, but very likely. The singer Dua Lipa is very, very likely, but still not absolutely confirmed. So they're trying to keep a few secrets, you know, to get get people to watch, I guess.
What do we know about the book Cher is coming out with?
We know it's going to be really long, that much we know, because she has announced that she's written a memoir in finishing it up. The first part of two will be coming out in November of this year. It's going to be 480 pages that will cover childhood and marriage to Sonny Bono. And then part two of her memoir will come out sometime next year. We'll cover everything that's happened since Sonny Bono. No word on how long that book is going to be yet, but you know, anybody who has followed Cher knows it's been a very, very, very colorful life.
Yeah.
As she turns back time on her 78 years. Can you believe that? Cher is 78 years old.
When is the movie about Bob Dylan's life coming out? Do we know?
All they're saying right now is that it's going to be in December. I was a little skeptical until yesterday when they released the first clip of the movie, and we actually get to hear Timothy Chalamet, the actor who played Willy Wonka. He's played in a number of roles. He's an Academy Award nominated actor, but he actually does the singing in this movie, playing Bob Dylan in his early days for this brand new movie that's going to be coming out that is called A Complete Unknown.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I walked and I crawled on six crooked highways. It's a heart, it's a heart.
That's pretty good.
That is stunning, if you ask me.
Wow.
That's all I got so far.
Good start.
Yeah. Really good start. He sounds just like him. He says that he took singing and guitar lessons because he also wanted to play the guitar in addition to doing the singing. This is actually Bob Dylan. This is not him. This is the real Bob Dylan. But the movie's going to be coming out in December. It's called A Complete Unknown. And he looks like him. If you look, go and look on the trailer on YouTube, you'll be able to see the whole thing. But I'm actually, what do you know, a movie I'm actually looking forward to.
That's going to be interesting. And Dean has some Broadway news for us this morning.
Yeah, Adam Lambert from American Idol is going to make his Broadway debut. He did do a touring company of Wicked back in 2005. But this will be the first time that he actually appears on The Great White Way. He will be taking over for Eddie Redmayne as the star of Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, which was recently nominated for 9 Tony Awards. So, you know, another American Idol loser who is going on to great things. There's a huge, you know, maybe a bigger history of people who have lost on American Idol, parlaying, you know, that moment in the sunshine into incredible careers, like Jennifer Hudson, like Fantasia, like, you know, so many that have come through the years.
Yeah, I mean, you forget, too. You know, you hear about these people. Wasn't Carrie Underwood on one of those shows, too?
Right. I think it was Idol. I think she was on Idol, yeah.
Yeah, just being on the show, even if you don't win, helps your career.
I would go on as if I had any talent. just to lose. Because that seems to be the key to success on that show.
Really. All right, so there is a new reality show featuring Wayne Brady. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this, you know, we know Wayne Brady best from Whose Line Is It Anyway and his great improv skills. He's a game show host. He's the new Let's Make a Deal guy. But in his real life, he was married. He's now divorced. He's got a daughter, grown daughter, who is in her 20s, who is partnered with one of Wayne Brady's ex dancers from his, I guess, nightclub show. They're all living together now, even though he's divorced. It's sort of an irreverent, blended family, a new kind of modern family where everything is unconventional. Some things are very really unconventional. And this new show that's called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. And we had Wayne on a Zoom chat, and he told us a little about it.
So explain The Family Remix, Wayne. What this is, got to be one of the most original reality shows ever.
You were looking at a family that chooses to be together. Mandy and I, we were married. We are not, but we are best friends and business partners. And we have this amazing daughter, Miley. And in the mix is Jason, who happens to be Mandy's long-term partner, who I am also friends with. And they have a son. And between the four of us, the show follows us living life and navigating Hollywood, but more importantly, navigating the interpersonal relationships and just real life. It's not just about me. It's about me and the Wayne off stage, but it's also about this family network. And I think it's a family network that isn't talked about enough, just in general. Just because you were in love and you're not in love in that way doesn't mean that you cannot be family.
Yeah, the way that I'm thinking about it is if they remade the Brady Bunch, this would be the new Brady Bunch, the Wayne Brady Bunch, because it's so completely unconventional for, you know, what you think of as the family dynamic. It just started streaming yesterday. on Freeform. It's on Hulu if you're interested in taking a look. There you go.
A lot of families like that these days.
Yeah.
Not that, maybe unconventional, but not that uncommon
anymore. Not that different anymore, right?
Let's end with a celebrity marriage report. What do you have?
Well, this is interesting. John Schneider, who we know from Dukes of Hazzard, among many other places, just got remarried. He married Didi Sorvino in Las Vegas recently. She is the widow of actor Paul Sorvino, who died in 2022. John Schneider's former wife, Alicia, died last year after a four-year battle with breast cancer. So, they found each other and wish him the very best. I interviewed John Schneider once at his house in California, and his wife Alicia was there and couldn't have been sweeter and nicer. The two really unusual things happened. We had a very, very, very nice interview, and John Schneider had the Dukes of Hazzard car parked in his driveway. He's a car collector, and I asked him, can you still jump in the window of the car like you used to do on the show? And he showed me how easy it was to do, and asked me if I wanted to try it. And I knew that was going to be nothing but disaster of me trying to jump in the window. But what I'd forgotten about is that I had a big microphone pack strapped to the back of my belt buckle. And when I jumped on the car, this giant, a square microphone pack smashed into the car and dented the car. John Schneider was not happy about it. $6,000 later, we got the car repaired, and all went well.
Did you have it towed to Victory Auto Records immediately?
I'm not going to bring up Victory Auto Records again. You just want to keep taking the scab off that wound, don't you?
Well, more tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah.